Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests, Mookie Blakelock, Lisa Gilroy, and James Mannion.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me, James, Lisa, Mookie. Welcome back. Oscar nominations we could talk about. That's, you know, it's a little interesting. What was left off the list that you would have liked to have nominated if you were in the Academy? You could throw one more movie on the list. Do you guys miss something? You wanted Spider-Man on there or something?
Oh, boy.
I don't even know who was nominated, but I appreciate the energy of like a parent ordering food for us. What do you guys, what do you want? What is it? Chicken fingers? You wanted fries? What
you
am I missing?
Haven't here? Even looked at. Okay, here we go.
Well,
Belfast, okay. Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, West Side Story.
I'll tell you, there's a couple that I wish weren't on that list.
Well, let me hear it. Dish.
I personally thought Nightmare Alley was, I mean, it was an ordeal. It was a feat and a challenge to remain awake.
It
through.
Was a chore.
That movie, I could say that about all of them. But I liked the first third when he was still at the circus. I found that all very entertaining. Did you not?
Yeah, because that's back when we thought something was going to happen in the movie.
Oh.
I mean, sorry, I'm being so feisty. Listen.
No, I feel like you could say that about almost every one of these movies.
No, some of them were really good. Like Coda, I thought was amazing.
I didn't see that.
King Richard was incredible.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm halfway through that. That's a real story. I know what happens there. They end up being really good, those two sisters.
At what, though?
The first part of that movie is him just telling everybody, these two are going to be the best ever. And the audience is like, yeah, he's going to be right.
Hey, Matt, didn't you love the tennis? I love the tennis scenes in that movie.
Okay, Mookie and I play tennis. Let's get into this.
I thought the tennis scenes were really great and like really like were suspenseful and cool and looked like they were really playing real tennis.
Well, I was going to say the first time I saw, where did I see tennis in another movie recently where they were playing? And I was like, oh my God, those guys cannot play tennis. Doesn't matter. But anyway, when I saw the first scene when those two girls are playing, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
they can really play tennis, or there's two stunt doubles. Do you think those were really those girls?
I don't know. I wonder if it was like, I always wonder that where, you know, like, did they have on their resume, like one of my special skills is tennis, or did they find people, did they find two girls that played tennis, or did they put those two girls through like tennis boot camp before they shot the movie?
But even boot camp, I was like, come on, Mookie. They were better than you and I.
Mookie, come on, honestly.
Okay, no, I'm whatever.
Don't you think they had
let's play doubles against
strokes?
Those two actors and see who wins.
Yes, let's make that happen.
Probably won't be us.
It's got to be something special about them, because who among us does not have tennis on their special skills? Have I ever played a game? No. Is it on my special skills? Of course.
In fact, you've definitely never played a game because it's called a match, Lisa. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, no,
a
no,
tennis
no, no.
game? I mean, there's games within sets, and there's sets within matches, of course.
So Lisa has come out of her trailer for the Apple commercial, and she's stepping onto the court. Okay, everybody, this is Lisa. She's going to be playing one of the four tennis players in this doubles match.
Awesome. So happy to be here, everyone. I think I met a few of you at Crafty. Love Crafty. Love being on set. Happy to be here.
Yeah, this is a real friendly set. A lot of these commercial sets can be really uptight because so much money is being spent. But as first AD, I'd like to say this is a really friendly set because everybody knows what they're doing. Right, team?
Yeah.
That's right.
Love it here.
Let's have some fun today.
Okay. A quick question before we start. Which side of the court gym am I going to be on? Like, am I Northfield or Southfield? Or I just meant like between the drape in the middle. Like, do you want me on the north side of it? Or I'm just basically drape? Asking what side.
Okay. Let's everybody take five.
Okay. To stretch, you. Right? I'll
except
stretch.
For you, Lisa. You know, you stay here.
Oh.
Okay. Can we get the writers, the head writer of the not all 20 writers, just the head writer over here?
Yeah. Hey.
And the head of the agency.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey everyone, pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, enough of that. Enough of the pleasure to be here. Let's get down to tennis because the meat of this scene is the joy people get from really knowing about something.
Right.
And that's how they know about Apple and can trust in Apple.
Right.
The legacy of the company they can trust in the same way. People can well, you wrote it.
Yeah, no, I know. You don't have to tell me.
Can you explain to her what's going on here and how, like, maybe not knowing what side of the court you're on isn't what she needs to be knowing about?
Well, like you said, you know, for Apple products and, you know, please, James, you know, interrupt me. You're the Apple representative, but, you know, Apple is a product you can trust and, you know, it's, you know, Apple is your partner, just like these two tennis players are partners in this tennis match. And so, you know, when you step on the court with somebody you really trust, then, you know, there's no... there's no doubt in your mind that, you know, you're going to have a great set. You're going to have a great match. You're going to have a great life when you step out with Apple products, with Apple phone, Apple watch, your Apple computer and things like that. You know that you're in good hands in terms of, you know, technology and getting your work done. And so we want to convey that through, you know, a tennis match. And so, you know, what we're looking for here is just like really smooth, just like kind of per pitch perfect, you know, not a mistake tennis stuff. And so, you know, like in terms of what you're talking about, you know, what side of the court are you on? And it's like, well, you know, you're on the side of the court that's going to make you look best and make you look smooth and make you look flawless playing tennis.
Right.
Because if you're messing up on the tennis court in this commercial, then like, I don't know, then... I think the world will lose trust in Apple computers. And I know we're already pretty popular, but I mean, did I explain that correctly?
Well, absolutely. In short, your line is 40 love.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
40 because, love.
That's what he's saying.
And I get that. And I'm on board because it's like, yes, Apple believes in women and Apple believes that a woman's expiry date is not at 30. Like anyone's lovable at any age. And a woman who's 40 can be loved.
I don't know if that's what I was going for. But I mean, I don't mind if that's you use that for your own kind of character motivation.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. The important thing is that you say 40 love and you know what you're talking about. You've been saying 40 love your entire life, right?
40
and
love
here, just, obviously,
it comes out of your mouth involuntarily.
Got it. Yeah, right. Okay.
Think of it as like a metaphor for talking to Siri.
On top of 40 love is that's making way too much of it.
Okay. So I'll just throw it away. I'll kind of be like, 40, I love it.
No improv.
Nope.
Oh. Okay, well, I was just trying to, okay.
You know what 40 love means, right? In terms
of tennis court? Yes, literally. I mean, you guys see me, I'm here. Wardrobe put me in like this little skirt and these shoes and I have my like ball whacker and I'm slapping shots and I'm doing like literal like high sticking on every single shot and I'm flanging it towards the net. Like I'm ready to play. I'm ready to start.
You're flanging it, huh?
Flanging. Well,
you just need to say 40 love.
You know what? Okay. Why don't we run the line? Why don't we just run the line a couple times?
Yeah, let's run.
Yeah.
Just say it as if I would say it.
Just say 40 love. Like, so,
you know what? Actually say it 20 different ways and we'll point to the one that's the best. Okay.
40 love. 40 love. 40 love. 40 love it. 40 love. 40 love.
Okay, like any sort these, of those. All no these point. Reads not... are way too long.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 40 love. That's
that, oh, that was that pretty good. That was good.
I'm pointing.
Okay, 40 love.
For the love. That's it. No, now it's too fast.
Now you're tipping too far,
40 love.
Why don't we I tell you what.
Now it sounds like you're saying for the love.
And for this the love of tennis. For the love of Apple.
No, this is
for the love of tennis is that's actually the tag at the end of the thing. So we need you not to say that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just say 40 love for the love of tennis.
Okay.
Look, no, the camera is on Billie Jean King, is the honest truth.
I love his background music.
Yeah. And actually, you're in the referee booth.
Oh.
You're the referee.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to be slapping any balls around.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why they gave you.
You're in the middle.
You're just calling the score.
Okay, so wardrobe still gave me this little cute skirt, though. So I don't know if you guys want to be playing.
Yeah, we kind of like that for you.
Okay. Great. Well, then can I have a stripy shirt or something if I'm referee?
Nope, that's not what we've got your polo shirt.
Probably need a helmet or.
Okay. You don't need to prove that. All you need to do is just say 40 love quickly, like you said at that one time.
Got it.
And please don't talk to Ms. King while she's in your area.
Okay. But can I at least be like, sing us a song, Miss Piano Man? Like, just kind of to be like, I know your stuff and I love your stuff.
Do you think Billie Jean King is Billy Joel?
Foot in love.
Let's talk some more about that.
What is 40 love?
Mookie? Does it mean?
What's the love?
Are you testing
part?
Me now?
Love.
Does love mean zero?
Love means zero. The name of this Serena Williams documentary. Oh, what is the etymology of it being love?
What's the root of that?
I don't know.
It's such a strange scoring system.
What if it's Roman numerals?
Could be.
Imagine
for a moment.
It's just like, why isn't it just 1-1?
Yeah.
2-1. 3-1.
The most accepted theory is that those with 0 points were still playing for the love of the game.
Oh my God.
Despite their losing score.
That's why that's the tagline. For the love.
For the love.
I'm down by 40, but I love that we're playing.
Wait, I'm really astounded by that because I feel like most sports, like you would never see any other sport doing this kind of beautiful, poetic wordplay.
It's also funny for tennis because every tennis player seems like they're having like the worst time of their life. Like they do not seem like they love tennis at all. Like every like high level tennis player I've ever like I knew people a guy in college who played tennis and it's like it's such a grind.
Have
like,
you seen King Richard?
I haven't actually.
I'm only one third of the way through, but Mookie, you've seen it?
Yeah.
And Lisa, you said you loved it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have gotten the part where she's starting, or Venus is starting to beat, spoiler alert, other kids her age. And they're all, how old is she then? I'm never clear on that.
She's like 13. 12? I think she's 13.
Yeah, I was going to say 12 or 13.
So that's when I was doing at the tennis club, these tournaments. And I was, I think I've said on this show before, I was terrible. I always lost, but I also had no expectation of winning. So there was no tantrum at the end. I could pride myself on that because I didn't think I was going to win. But all these guys who were really good, they were breaking rackets all the fucking time.
I have, wow. I've
against
always.
Against the fucking side, against the court.
Yeah.
Screaming, and they did have that in the movie that was cracking me up.
I've always had a theory about this where like tennis is such an individual sport that like every like professional or semi-professional tennis player is like a phenom, and it's because they like basically their parents, like King Richard, like made them play tennis 24/7 all the time, and they got lots of individual attention and praise. And I think that they just like have their childhoods ripped away and go crazy and think that have everybody telling them that they're the best. And I think that like people who go on to play professional tennis are like nuts people who like didn't get to have a childhood.
Wait, can we talk about this? Because that really blew me away. In the movie, it's like basically the dad married this woman who already had 4 kids, and then he asked, can we please have more children? I would like to raise a tennis star.
Got to start from scratch.
Let's have do that conversation right now.
I'm just, wow, our honeymoon.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Jamaica.
This is so great. And I know we already have a beautiful family, but mm-hmm. I'd like it to be bigger. What do you think?
Well, sweetheart, we have 5 kids. Well, hey, guys, yeah, stay where I can see you, please.
Yeah. It's kind of a bummer that they had to all come with us on our Jamaican honeymoon, but we could have left them with my parents or your parents, but it's fine. Listen, I just have so much love for you and mm-hmm. your 5 boys, and I mm-hmm. want our family to be even bigger. And so, I don't know, what do you say to having another kid? Hold on. Well, before you answer.
I can sense where this is going. This is about the beatboxing thing, right? Because you couldn't do it and you want to, you think a little mouth, you always say baby's mouth can make any kind of noise.
Okay. First of all, I didn't say anything about beatboxing.
Okay.
Now that you mention it.
Right. Here we go.
I mean, I think a child inherits their parents' talents and their good looks. Yeah. You know, hopefully, they do well in that department. And listen, if my child, whatever that is, my birth biological child, you know, is into, I'm not going to, if our kid grows up, if we have a kid and he grows up and he goes, Dad, I want to be a beatboxer, I'm not going to say no. I'm going to tell him to pursue their dream.
Well, that's not exactly true, isn't it? Because some of the boys, mm-hmm. are my boys,
right,
wanted to learn. And I heard you tell them, your mouths are too big now to start. You said,
yeah, they're a little
maybe
big.
If you had a baby's mouth, you could start making different uh-huh. kind of noises.
Yeah.
So I see where this is going. I mean, it's completely
Have you ever heard,
do you
remember when you're, I mean, I didn't know them then, but you remember when your boys were babies, right? They're doing a lot of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, but I wasn't trying to monetize
that's
it.
That's the foundation of a beatbox. You know what I mean? Like,
Right. I know. I get it.
And listen, think about this. The baby's doing, that's not right. just coming out the top. That's coming out the bottom too. Have you ever seen a beatboxer that that goes out of 2 holes?
Oh, God.
The anus is underutilized in the beatboxing world. And I think most people, once you get to like a consciousness where you start to have a personality, you're a little too self-conscious to fart.
We cut to like 5-6 months later. Mookie's hanging out with his friends. Congrats. I heard she's
Thank
pregnant,
you.
Man.
Yep.
A little beatboxer on the way. Like dreamed of.
Little DJ. I haven't figured out a name yet, but it's going to be something. The first name's going to be start with D and the middle name's going to start with J.
That's cool.
So you're going to name him
We're going to call him DJ. Name. Yeah, it's probably going to be like Dragon Juice or something like that. Dragon, you know what I mean? But then we call it, and then we call him DJ Dragon Juice, and so it's like DJ, or maybe even like BB for like beatboxer, like beat boy. You know,
do you clear this
like
all with Lisa?
No, I don't. You know, in a marriage, you don't have to clear that stuff. It's all about trust. It's all just kind of like we're on the you know what I mean? When we took our vows, you know, we said through sickness and in health and through, you know, whatever kind of shit we go through. It's basically kind of how I sort of, you know, interpret those kind of vows.
Oh, well, speaking of stuff you might not want to bring up with her, I was mm-hmm. reading something on the internet that if you don't.
What was it?
You know how when the baby comes out, the doctor always
this is my first
smack
time.
Smack it on its bottom, you know that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Part of it?
Okay.
You should bribe your doctor to not smack it on the bottom.
Why?
I heard they're better beatboxers.
Well, I don't... See, I was thinking about bringing just like, you know, be recording in there to get that slap, you know what I mean? Just to, let's like kind of his baby, you know, first beat out of the womb is just that little, you know what I mean? That little smack.
You're the
Are
dad.
Are you saying
you're
it might
dad,
damage?
But I'm saying the real time to mold how your kid's vocal cords are and everything.
Really?
Really early.
Do you think it like kind of jostles his whole thing? Do you think maybe it'll damage somehow his anus that I don't know if I've told you this, but I think is underutilized in beatboxing?
Yeah, you told us you want him to beatbox out of 2 holes.
Yeah,
it's in your 72-page
I don't.
Page
I
ha-
have you ever
dude.
Seen anybody beatbox out of 2 holes?
I have.
And you can't count the nose because that's connected to the mouth. That's one to
Dougie
me.
Dougie Fresh and Slick Ricked it. Well, no.
Well, look, I'm gonna throw like sort of an opposing viewpoint here, which is, you know, I love.
Just because it's opposing doesn't mean I have to agree with it. Okay, good.
I'm just, I gotta say, just as your friend, I'm worried about what's going to happen to that baby if the doctor doesn't spank it.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just there's got to be a reason why they're supposed to do that.
Have you read anything on the internet about it?
It's just hack.
It's hack?
Yeah, they just all do it because the last guy did it.
Well, there's got to be a good reason for that. I mean,
well, people say God bless you and people sneeze. It's just some bullshit tradition.
I'm just glad I'm not a dad and I don't got to make these decisions.
Cut to the delivery room. Okay, push, honey. He's almost out. I know. You're pissed. Earlier, you grabbed my hand so hard, I almost fainted.
Sir, I know the dads are here for support, but we're going to need you to step back just a few feet, okay? We're about to deliver this baby, and I got to wind up my slapping hand.
Okay, hold it. Well, hold on. Okay, before you do that, how hard are you going to slap? I just need to know.
I guess hard enough to beat the rhythm out of him.
Beat the rhythm out of him? Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
A baby. All right. Sir, please step aside. I'm a professional. Well, a baby with too much rhythm, sir, it can have internal problems.
Like
dancing
what?
To any kind of dancing too hard, hurting themselves, you know, knowing music too deeply, stuff like that. We slap the rhythm out of it comes from the butt and it gurgles out and comes out the mouth.
I was so afraid of this. So, okay. So like, but I mean like, you know, irreparably or like, you know.
Sir, it's in the best interest of the child. Step back.
Okay. Okay. Ow. Don't push me. Fucking asshole.
Here it comes.
Oh, God.
There. Now a nice, normal baby.
He's silent. He's not making any noise. Is he okay? Is he breathing?
Of course. He's just a regular guy now.
A regular guy?
Yeah, regular little, you know, talentless baby.
Let's watch the human beatbox.
Oh, Brett, can you look up human beatbox?
Human beatbox,
Fat Boys. I think there's a song that's literally human beatbox.
Oh, okay.
There's a beatbox guy on TikTok that I saw that's like the most unbelievable TikTok guy I've ever seen.
Oh, I think I've seen him.
He's Australian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to look at him on the podcast, but I'm going to look him up and remember what his name was.
Stick 'em. The original human beatbox. So,
it's so quaint, you know, by today's standards.
What's that?
It sounds so quaint by today's beatboxing standards.
Well, I know. I mean, that's like if you do that in an improv scene, that would be considered like some hack thing or whatever. But it's like he started that sound, I guess. But do you know how he died?
No,
I don't.
This is a twist. What a twist.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Well, you might as well. Can you look it up, Brett? Do you mind?
Sure. Sure.
But I'm pretty sure he died human beatboxing while standing on his couch performing for friends.
What? Are you kidding me?
Like he fell over?
Which is a pretty... let's fact check me first. But that's my memory. And I was just driving through Queens and with my daughter, and I was like telling her things about hip hop and stuff, and that went through my head. I'm like, I'm not going to tell her that.
Like, wait, yeah, I'm right? So confused. Yeah. Is this the guy, the human beatbox is the guy that Mookie's loving on TikTok who also died many years ago standing on his couch?
No, but my guy's a different guy than we're talking about, I think.
Okay.
Human beatbox from the Fat Boys is like the original guy to be called the human beatbox.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And yeah. Then it became a term.
He was like over 600 pounds and he had a heart attack. He was doing one of his songs and at the end he got off the couch and was climbing on a studio chair when he fell.
What?
So yeah, he was. That's correct. He was doing.
My memory's kind of right.
I just feel like this sound that he was doing, it like will certainly make anyone die in a short span of time. Like,
especially if you're 600 pounds.
Yeah. We used to do on the playground as kids. That was like, we did that. We would like go up against the wall and we'd go like, and you'd for as long as you could. And then another kid would kind of like choke you against a wall and then you'd faint. And that was like recess.
Yes. Yeah.
That was recess in Edmonton, Alberta, baby. Our
thing, or you'd have someone squeeze, you'd count to three, hold your breath, and then they would squeeze you.
That was, yeah, and you'd like kind disturbing. Of black out.
I never did that. You did that, Lisa?
Yeah, we had nothing else to do. Are you kidding? It was like minus 50 degrees, so fucking cold. You didn't want to go out for recess. You'd beg the teacher to let you stay in. You'd have to go out.
We cut to dinner, family dinner. So, Lisa, what did you do today?
Oh,
did
man.
Did you have a fun day at school?
Yeah. You know, I went, well, so you know how sometimes you see stars on the outside of your vision? So first it was like,
oh,
like
you guys
that.
Are finally doing astronomy. I used to love astronomy when was in school.
No, no. This is like recess Taurus. Class. This is like, you know, trips. We call it trips around the world because you go in your mind and you can be anything and you go anywhere and you don't even remember
imagination.
It. Yeah, but like imagination if you're almost dead and then when you open your eyes and everyone goes, oh my god, are you okay? And then the teacher on guard for recess comes over and she goes, stop doing that, and you go, listen up, bitch, I'm gonna take another trip.
Wait a minute, is this YA dystopian fiction? I don't understand. You lost me.
Okay, mom, let me explain it to you. Here, put your hands on your own throat and squeeze like kind of half as hard as you could possibly do it. Just do it. Mom, trust me. It's like,
I only
just
do
try.
That motion when I'm upset about something. What do you mean?
You do that. And now breathe in and out as fast as you possibly can. And I guarantee you. Mom, you're beatboxing.
Whoa, Mom, that's kind of awful.
Yeah, so this is the kind of the stuff that we're into right now. And, you know, you can escape reality anytime you want. That's all you got to do is breathe like a chainsaw and choke yourself and stand on your tiptoes and slam your head on a brick wall and fall down.
Oh, dear. Is this something you're doing out of boredom?
Well, yeah, you sent me to a Montessori school.
You think that's what the problem is?
Yeah, you know, because
if you went to another public school, it wouldn't be boring.
Well, it's just at a Montessori school, you're allowed to make up your own classes over whatever interests you. So a bunch of me and other kids kind of did one about blacking out and falling down.
Cut to a teacher conference at the school with Lisa and her mom. So I heard that there's been kind of a little bit of trouble at home in terms of, you know, Lisa came to me and said that you've been discouraging her with her activities.
Wait, you're complaining to me?
Yeah.
That's what this meeting is?
Yeah, well, this is a Montessori school, and what we love to do is let the kids do what they feel like is best for them. And if that's choking each other until they black out, then we want to encourage their creativity in that way.
That sounds like you're teaching them to kill themselves.
Okay, don't say that to me. Say that to Lisa. Lisa, this is something that you like to do, right?
Yes, it's of course. It's my number one greatest passion and only academic endeavor I've ever been fully engaged in, Mom.
Think about if your child was Beethoven and they said, I want to play the piano, and you said, no, don't do that. That's not safe. That I don't think that's good. Think of what we would have missed out on in terms of art.
Okay, I'll tell you what, young lady. I'm gonna call your bluff.
Don't talk to her.
If you're gonna you tell her she better be the best at blacking out and choking her own self that there ever was.
I think that
she better really do it well and not just use it as an excuse not to study.
I've seen her out there on the playground choking herself and others, and I think she's got a bright future in that.
We cut to school the next day. The kids are sort of circled around. Okay, so yesterday we all got blacked out, but Lisa got way more blacked out than any of the rest of us.
That's
so
right. Thanks.
What can we learn from that, fellow students?
Well, for you guys, I mean, I could just give you guys some tips. If you feel like you're breathing out in and out really fast, triple that speed. And if you can't even go faster than that, try don't breathe at all. Be brave.
Wow. Whoa. I'm going to write that down.
Triple the speed. Don't breathe at all.
Also, I'm thinking for a new technique. When kids pass out, let's not catch them. Because if their head does an extra bonk, maybe they can be out for longer.
Whoa, Lisa, this is like college shit.
Lisa, you're kind of a genius.
Okay, thanks. I wish my parents supported me.
We cut to 30 years in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce somebody very special. I don't use the term genius lightly, but, you know, as we all know, our planet is being destroyed and we need to start moving human beings off the Earth and into space. And
yeah, speed up the intro.
I know we've only got maybe a few weeks left until we have to be completely off the planet.
We know. Hurry up.
Okay.
Get to it. I'm on fire.
I want to introduce the person who has developed a new type of breathing where you don't need that much air so we can all go live on Mars and get off this dying planet.
Thank God.
Ladies and gentlemen, the inventor of new breathing, Lisa Gilroy.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Who to you?
Now she's here via satellite, of course, on the screen. She's on Mars now, or she's en route. You're kind of just floating up there, huh?
That's right. The pressure in this oxygen is absolutely choking me, but thank God I've been trained from a young age to deal with it.
Wow. Tell us about your experience with that. How did you develop this sort of new way of breathing?
Well, back on the playground, I had a teacher that really believed in me, you know, and we could just kind of throw kids up against the wall, you know, hyperventilate them.
Should we be moving on to the show?
Shut up! Hold on!
Gary wants the interview while en route!
I just want to let you panicked guys know down there that if you don't have time to make it onto a spaceship, you could just throw yourself up against a brick wall and pass out and imagine that you're in Mars. And it's just as good.
I love that. You know, this is sort of the thing that we'd never thought was possible. And I know you had an encouraging teacher, but you also, I remember, you know, you sort of were, you were discouraged by your parents a lot.
That's
by your
right.
Mother,
yeah. And my mom was a bag of dirt. Yeah.
Yeah. And is she still with us?
Let us talk about the Oscars.
So, Brett, you had no movie you wanted put up on the Oscar nominee list? No, because no one's watching movies is the truth.
No, I don't see enough movies to know. Yeah, Belfast was very good.
We just covered Don't Look Up with that last scene also, mm-hmm. So we can move on from that one.
I saw a thing yesterday that was like the people's picks for Oscars, and I noticed that Malignant was really highly voted.
Hell yeah.
Which surprised me. Like, it seems like people either love it or hate it.
Never heard of it.
I saw it and I forget what it was.
It was that horror movie about the, well, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but it was, I loved it. I was one of the people.
Oh, now I remember.
The girl with the twin and
Yes.
Is that the spoiler movie?
Tennis player.
Well,
they become great twin tennis players.
We find out in the end she has a twin.
I mean, kind of.
There was no other way to give a log line for that movie.
A woman mysteriously gets possessed by something that, and you don't know what it is until the end of the movie.
To Mookie, and this is him in a pitch. Mookie, you've come highly recommended, and I know you don't want to give out sport in general, but you're trying to sell us the movie, so you're going to have to tell us.
I just want you guys to be.
You have to tell the studio what's going to happen.
Right. But I just I want every single person that knows about my movie. Like, this surprise is so good. This twist at the end is so good that it's just like, I really, really just.
And we want to put all our money into it, but you have to tell me the twist, because right now you're just like, there's this family that lives in an old house. That's not enough for me to sell the movie to my superiors.
We're movie execs. We've heard every spoiler for every movie we've ever done.
Yeah, you're kind of the first ones to get it spoiled for you every time. Don't you hate that, though?
We're making it. We're part of the process. So
So there's this family that lives in an old house, okay?
Yeah, we got that.
Yep, we're with you.
Got it.
And there's something a little weird about the house.
All right.
Okay.
That's what we want to know.
Something a little off.
Right.
What's off about it?
What is it?
Right? Something's a little kind of a little off about this house.
Hey, you got to tell us what it is.
What's spoil off about the house? Okay.
Let's just say it's something.
It's a ghost.
It's something what? He's kind of grimacing. Okay. It's gross. It's something gross.
Spooky. Ghost?
It's something, well, okay, one of you said what it was, but
I said gross earlier. Is it gross?
Spooky?
Haunted.
I said ghost. Is it a fucking ghost?
What
ghost,
did you say? Yeah. What did you say?
Who are you pointing at, sir? We're over Zoom.
The guy with the glasses.
Okay.
And the curly hair?
I said ghost.
Okay, so you're saying, so the guesses are what?
So ghost and gross, which I want you to hear the difference between those.
Barely
two.
Any guesses.
Ghost, bro, why are we guessing, man? Just spoil it for us. We know the whole plot of every movie we've ever invested in.
But that's the thing.
We don't care about that stuff.
You know when you're watching a movie like that and you're like, I know there's a twist coming and I have a guess, and then it's like totally not what you thought it was.
Right.
Or you're like, oh, it's exactly what I thought it was.
Okay, but Mookie, this is kind of getting to the point where it feels like you're almost using us as like a focus group to help you write the movie.
A sounding board.
No, the movie.
Yeah, we're not going to come up with ideas and you take those ideas and then pitch across the street.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going across the street to Roku.
Disney.
Oh, sorry. I'm at Roku now. Sorry. I got my two meetings
yeah,
today.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't People even, do you don't know Matt's name. You don't know Matt's name. You called him the guy with glasses. You don't know what building you're in. All right. You don't even seem to know the plot of your own movie.
I didn't want any spoilers for this meeting, so I told my reps to not tell me where I'm going. I wanted to kind of show up and be surprised and go, oh, shit, I'm at Roku. Oh, my God. That blows my mind. I just don't like spoilers.
Content.
I don't like spoilers.
You understand. I mean, we're the people who made Jaws, you know, and when Steven Spielberg pitched it to us, he didn't come in here and say, look, it's a movie about a beach town where something happens, .. He had to tell us what the thing was that happened.
He didn't mention anything about a beach. I find that hard to believe.
He did. He said it's a beach town where there's, and then he said there's a giant shark. And that was what helped us to know what the movie was about. So similarly, you know, you need to tell us what's going on with the house. That's your version
of
the shark.
He said giant shark before he had even sat down.
And when you sat down and watched Jaws for the first time, when you went to the premiere, weren't you like, well, I already know there's a fucking shark. Now I'm bored.
No, we weren't bored at all.
Honestly, I was a bit bored, but I understand that I'm the exec and I do have to go through that.
Right.
I was like, this guy is saying giant shark before he's even unveiled the the storyboards.
And then you guys like put it on the poster.
Well, what do you want us to put on your poster? An old house?
I mean, can we talk? Can you do even less?
Okay, well, let me try it from this angle. Mookie, if there was a poster for your movie that was more than just a house, what other image would be in it?
Right, a ghost, right?
Or something gross, maybe, like I had said before.
Spooky.
And then spooky. Also, James coming in with the spooky.
Wow, it could be a spooky, gross ghost.
It could be like a house, and also maybe it's like tilted up a little bit so you don't see the whole house and you're seeing...
Maybe the foundation?
So tilted up, the foundation
Up, not tilt down.
Okay. Tilted house.
Tilt foundation. Up. So I'm thinking that
have you ever seen a foundation over a house? Oh my God.
Well, you said you're tilting up
you
the
guys
house.
Are the
so
people
I'm...
that decide who gets to make art? Sorry, go ahead.
Look, we've been in this business since Jaws.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, come on, we're all very old.
That's a long time ago.
80.
Disney's right, give Jaws us some is respect. One of our biggest hits.
So, okay, so what? I mean, look, I want to get this movie sold. It's my passion project. It's just, I've been working
on it. Just, you tell us right now the big reveal scene in the movie. Right. Just break it down for us. Okay. The big reveal, just cut right to that.
So, it's...
Doesn't leave this Zoom room.
Okay, so it's the end of the movie.
Great.
This family has been through hell. Literal hell? I don't know. But
you should know, but okay.
Well, I mean, I do know. Okay. I mean, I'm saying like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
All right.
And they're in the backyard and it's nighttime. And let's just say.
You say. So, not you let's. Say,
go ahead.
You say.
Let's just say that.
Oh, you see, this is why I hate the Zoom room pitches. Because if we were in the same room right now, I'd throw water on you.
Is there a bathroom I can use?
You're in your own house,
asshole.
Oh, okay. Is there a bathroom in here? I didn't. When I bought this house, I didn't want any spoilers, so I don't know if there's a bathroom.
How long ago did you buy the house? How long have you been holding it in?
I just moved in today, Dick.
Excuse you?
Wow.
You are not going to get this pitch unless this is an unbelievable reveal.
I hope that you weren't counting on selling this movie to pay for the house you just moved into. Because it's not going well. So
there's dead bodies. There's dead bodies right in the yard.
There's dead bodies in my house?
No, in your fucking story.
Oh, okay.
Why are they in the yard?
Okay.
What do you mean okay?
Okay, there's dead bodies in the house. That's your interpretation of it. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Wink.
Okay, so there's dead bodies in the house.
So there's dead bodies.
Okay, well, maybe, but don't... I mean, if that was correct, would you go and tell people that?
Well, I think we could do a poster with a house and then a bunch of little dead bodies underneath it on the poster, and I think that would bring people in.
Yes, I like that. Like Jaws coming up from the deep. There's dead bodies coming up.
Exactly.
The and then everybody okay. would know that there's dead bodies. And I'm not saying that there is dead bodies, but everyone would know that there is possibly. Like everyone would go, oh, it's called Dead Body House, which it is what it's called. But
let's talk more about the Oscars.
Okay, so Lisa's not like Nightmare Alley. I did enjoy the circus geek stuff. So what else did you not like?
I'm afraid to say about the other stuff because I feel like I know some people on the other
side. Employed by them at some point.
Nightmare Alley, listen, is the only thing I want to on record distance myself from. Mm-hmm, and Besser, I'm shocked you enjoyed it, like all the way to the end. It was so long.
No, I didn't enjoy it till the end. I liked the first third.
Okay,
that was
but
the first third.
Yeah, but it ends with the geek stuff, doesn't it? That's too, another spoiler.
Yes. Yes, indeedy. But I always like circus stuff, I guess.
What are your top three favorite circus movies?
Well, Freaks. Have you ever seen Freaks?
No.
No.
I also love The Greatest Showman because I am The Greatest Showman.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that one was good. I guess like The Prestige, would that count as a circus? I guess that's like a magic movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big magic guy. Because that fucking magic for humans, motherfucker.
You hate that guy?
Big Top Pee-wee.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Bingo, the movie about the dog that escapes the circus.
Dumbo.
Dumbo is a great one.
We're Back, the one with the dinosaurs. That one has a big circus plot line.
What movies have you guys even seen, James, on this list? What have you seen?
I think I've only seen Don't Look Up. I did see Dune.
Licorice Pizza?
I didn't. I was going to go. There were like a bunch that I wanted to go see, but then like Omicron was happening and I didn't like go to the movie theater and I didn't watch them at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Dune and Don't Look Up. I think we're the only two on that list that I saw.
So, Brett, you know Licorice Pizza is what you call vinyl record, obviously. You know that. Did you not know that?
I did not know that, no.
I knew that. Ha ha, I'm smarter than Brett.
But I watched that whole movie going, all right, when are we going to get to the record store scene? Yeah.
I thought that was weird, too. It was like they just picked a random word that fit the genre and threw it on as a title.
Wasn't there a record store in like the San Fernando Valley where Paul Thomas Anderson sets all of his movies called Licorice Pizza?
Well, I think that might be a real place that was in L.A.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But that's weird. That's crazy. That's like, you know, writing a movie about L.A. and then calling it Runyon Canyon and having nothing take place there or anyone ever.
That would bum me out, wouldn't it? So we're all there. I'm so excited. Not just because we all walk our dogs there. It's just like, people don't know. The rest of the world doesn't know how Runyon Canyon is like a very social place for L.A. There's not a lot of places in L.A. where strangers can talk, right? I'm so excited.
Totally.
Yeah. I and just...
the amount of friends that I've made just on hikes there. It's like unbelievable. It's like I feel bad for people who don't live in LA because like they don't get to experience this, and they watch movies and they go like, what is even going on here? And you're like, I kind of feel it a little deeper because I'm like, because I like live. Well, I'm not from here, but like I live here.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That moment, like when you are like going up the steep part and you're like huffing and puffing and there's like someone else coming down and they're kind of like sliding down because it's so dusty.
And then you kind of
acknowledge each other.
Yes. You do the acknowledge.
It's so LA. There's
so
nothing like
Canyon.
It's so Runyon Canyon.
All right. Welcome to the first screening of Runyon Canyon. Everyone, please take a seat. We're going to begin shortly.
We're Runyon heads.
Woo! Right. Okay.
Runyon and Runyon.
So just let you know, please.
Runyon and Runyon.
Okay. To this group of men screaming in the front, can you please keep your voices down? And also, track suits and running shoes and Walkmans are not appropriate for a screening.
What about our Runyon onions? Is it okay to eat that?
Your Runyon onions?
Yeah, we're part of the Runyon onion crew.
We always, after a hike in Runyon, treat ourselves to a big onion.
Okay, wait. You guys know that this movie is a documentary about the death of a famous model based in L.A.
But she died in the Runyon Canyon?
No, she had never been there.
So she didn't go down this kind of steep part
and acknowledge?
No,
she didn't one time see Matthew Perry hiking there.
Listen, it's a metaphor for the canyon of the modeling industry that she falls into. Okay. And we named it Runyon Canyon because that's like an LA thing. Okay?
And her name is like Stephanie Runyon or something.
No, her name is, you know, Mia Thermopoulos.
Stephanie Onion?
Stephanie Onion.
Listen, I don't know what you freaks are about, but
you're the freak. Misleading people, baiting them into a fucking movie.
I'm allergic to onions.
Oh.
Well, then you can't be in our crew.
Yeah. And we cut to the next day at Runyon Canyon. Can you believe that? What the fuck? That's the angriest I've ever been.
I was like, I was not going to listen to that anymore. I was so close to putting in my Walkman headphones and just completely tuning her out.
I'm so glad we just sat there and talked through the whole movie and didn't pay attention to a moment of it.
Me too.
A spirit appears at the peak of Runyon Canyon where the men are standing.
Only in LA.
It is the angel, Stephanie Onion, guarder and protector of Runyon Canyon.
Wow, we knew you were real.
You three men have defended my honor, told my story, and passed my history along to thousands. And for that, I will bestow upon you the gift and blessing of Runyon Canyon. A golden doggy poop bag for each of you.
Wow.
Is that refillable?
Can our dogs poop in it?
Yes, your dogs can poop on it, but only on the steepest part of the canyon. And once they do, the poop inside the bag will turn to gold. Gold, gold.
What the fuck?
She disappears.
We cut to the next day. So is your guy's thing working?
I think maybe I didn't get to the highest part of the canyon. Is there an even higher part? Because my dog's poop is just staying poop.
Yeah, it's just fucking up all the gold. And I washed it out. And I feel like we didn't focus on... I feel like I should have asked more questions.
I put my poop in it because my dog's at the vet. And that didn't work, but...
Well, we just
maybe it's
get
like
higher
really
up.
Specifically has to be dog poop. I don't know. I thought it was more about the bag, but
it's definitely dog poop. I just don't know if we're putting it in the right place. I feel like an idiot.
Oh, maybe let's go off the trail here. I think we can get a little bit higher if we go off the trail.
Yeah.
We cut to a documentary crew filming these three skeletons that were found in the brush.
It was like petrified.
These skeletons are covered in dog shit.
Wait a minute. Is that gold? It's like poking through the skeleton's eye socket.
Let's talk more about the Oscars.
So I'm just happy to see Dune, a science fiction movie, nominated, period. When's the last time that's happened? Star Wars?
Well, on this list. Interstellar, was that nominated?
Ugh.
It might have been.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Don't get him started.
Okay. Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, West Side Story. So, Lisa, who are you giving the award to then? Be positive.
I mean, I think Coda
deserves it. You already said that.
Okay. I'm really surprised Tick, Tick, Boom is not in that list, actually. But Licorice Pizza was great, too. I think those are my top two faves.
Mookie?
Who am I giving it to?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Licorice Pizza was my favorite. I enjoyed it a lot. If I were voting, I'd give it to that.
I think Bradley Cooper should win in the best and worst category. He should win best for Licorice Pizza and then worst for Nightmare Alley. And it's not often that an actor gets both in one season. He gets the stinker and the clinker.
Man, you're being really hard on Nightmare Alley.
Matt, it was so boring. And I just boring? Felt like, yes. I was like, I swear, I was like
I'm
2 hours in.
I'm not going to try to be mean, but I found there was a lot of boring on this list for me.
Say it. Speak your heart.
Throw a dart.
What didn't you like, Besser?
I think you could have cut an hour out of every one of these movies.
I'd say cut three from Nightmare Alley.
I liked West Side Story. That's who I might give mine to. Brett, you saw West Side Story with me, right?
No.
I did not. Did you see it together?
No.
Oh, I thought you were in the...
No way, man.
We've never seen a movie together.
But isn't that sweet that Besser thinks you have?
Yeah, were you talking to someone?
Did you like see me? West Side Story?
No.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it, no.
Oh.
I saw Power of the Dog. I saw Belfast. I saw... those might be the only two. Both of those were really good, I thought.
This is the Malignant twist now where Brett has a twin that Besser's been
seeing. Yeah, now I'm really curious about this.
Now to thank someone else for that hand job. I did not like any of these. There's a difference between thinking something's terrible and I don't know.
Nightmare Alley was one of those for me where it's like, I feel like Guillermo del Toro's great, but it's a lot of those where like these aging filmmakers that are like... When I was a kid, I loved watching movies about the old carnival. And it's right. Like, who in 2022 is like, let's watch the movie about the carnival that's like very, like, what if a carnival was like very brown and green? Like, the premise of that movie was like, it's a carnival, but it's not red and white. And
oh, my God.
It's brown and green.
But that it was a remake of like an old film noir movie, right?
Yes.
So I feel like that movie was groundbreaking for the time. Everyone was like, oh, hell yeah, brown and green circus. And now we're like, listen, it's 2022. We got TikTok. We got
thank you.
Apple phones. We got tennis commercials. We don't need this slow ass moving brown and green circus anymore.
TikTok has been brought up a lot. You guys want a movie about TikTok?
We didn't say that.
We want a TikTok about movies.
Didn't they just say that they're making TikTok? You can make like a 10-minute long TikTok now.
Uh-oh.
Maybe.
I didn't hear that.
What's the limit before?
Three. It used to be one and now it's three.
That's a big jump.
Yep. The 3-minute ones are tough to get through.
Yeah, but then they also added the fast forward feature. So right. That's good.
Right, right, right. Mm.
Tick, 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 tick.
Boom.
I'm trying to imagine like fast forwarding through a let's get to the good part. Yeah.
Yeah. You simply must. Cause it usually starts with someone being like, all right, guys, today I'm going to show you how to make pancakes. First, you're going to start off with a little bit of flour. I use this kind of flour because I didn't have the other kind. I keep it on the top shelf here and they'll start talking about that. You're just like next ingredient.
Okay.
Hmm. So you go, don't indeed people listen to things times two right now, James?
Yeah, I guess I guess I'm just like, if the TikTok, it's already so short. I guess I'm just like, if you had to fast forward, why wouldn't you just swipe to the next thing? I don't know. I'm like, what am I going to get?
You want to see how the pancakes turn out.
Yeah, that's
true. Or more than that. Now, James, imagine you're seeing something. There's a child bobbing in the waves. It's a rainy day on Sydney Beach, Australia. And it said, and the title, the caption says, wait for it, ... Video's 3 minutes long. You watch this kid bob around in the waves. You're like, you can fast forward to the end and see what happens to the kid in the waves. Okay. And you need to know. It's not a simple pancake recipe anymore. Now there's a child's life on the line.
I guess that makes sense if you know there's going to be some sort of payoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think happens?
You're asking me, you're asking Manny.
I think he gets hit by a speedboat. What do you think, James?
I think he gets eaten by a shark.
That seems to be that would be the expectation.
I think nothing happens and then they go like for part two.
Oh, that's true.
That's what they do.
That's the most TikTok of all of
these. And then every comment is like, what the fuck, man? You could have saved me a click.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
we cut to a beautiful trail in nature in a national park, and James is enjoying it. He's really good. He catches a sunbeam on his face. He notices a butterfly land on his shoulder.
Oh,
hey, watch it, buddy. Oh. Hey, watch it.
Sorry.
You're clogging up the trail.
Sorry, this butterfly just landed on my shoulder. I was just looking at it. I didn't mean to hold up the trail.
Yeah, I saw a butterfly really early in the trail. So, you know, check that box. Moving on, right? You haven't seen one yet?
Well, I've seen them fluttering around, but this one just landed on my shoulder, and I guess I just wanted to take in that moment.
You can count the ones fluttering around as a shoulder land, so you don't have to waste your time.
I don't think you can. A shoulder land, that doesn't happen very often. I mean, that's kind of a special thing. It's different from just seeing a butterfly.
Whatever. If you want to hang out and wait for that to happen, I'd rather just see one fluttering around, maybe grab it, throw it on my shoulder. That way you can move on to the next thing. I'm moving on to the waterfall. That's why you're here, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, aren't you just going to naturally come upon the waterfall and then sort of organically take in the view? I mean, what do you mean you're going to like sprint down there to like get to it?
Well, I don't want to twist an ankle. I wish I could. I wish they made these, I wish they cemented these, you know, put some pavement down on some of these trails. So I don't have to fucking jump over so many goddamn fucking sticks.
Okay. Well, I guess have fun on the rest of your hike. It doesn't sound very fun to me. You're just trying to get through everything instead of enjoying the moment. Like,
dude, I'm going to get every moment you get just faster.
Okay. Well, do you notice
how many birds have you seen so far?
Well, I'm not really counting, but I saw a robin earlier.
I saw a crow.
Okay, are you even paying attention to the fact that there's a deer over there? Like, are you even noticing that, or is that not on your list? Because it's a beautiful thing that's happening right now, and I don't think you seem to be aware of it.
I see it now, and I'm bored by it because I saw a deer like last week, and I checked that box. So why do I need to see another deer?
Okay. Well, I guess
you're doing something different. It's just eating grass or something like the deer I saw last week.
Okay. I guess you're just trying to rack up.
That's not a good story.
Well, I don't know how to help you, man. I'm enjoying this sunbeam right now, and I'm done.
Let me get a little of that. Let me get a little of that.
No, you know what? This is my sunbeam. I walked into it naturally. It happened upon me, and I was open to the experience. You're just trying to collect. You can't just collect a sunbeam.
Well, I can, too, and I'm going to put my arm in it, whether you like it or not.
Get out of my sunbeam,
motherfucker.
You did not. You are not appreciating this sunbeam like I am.
Suddenly, the sunbeam begins to twirl and sparkle. It is I, the spirit of Stephanie Onion, come to you in the form of a sunbeam. Only one of you has truly appreciated nature today and shall be rewarded with a special gift. Who do you think it is?
All right, I'm kind of over this thing. I saw the Easter Bunny like 4 years ago, so I'm just gonna move on to the waterfall.
But wait, it's you because you checked the most boxes and saw the most things and saw the most nature, sir.
What? Sarah Onion, are you kidding me? He's the one who gets the special gift?
Well, wait, let me check. How many birds did you see today?
Well, I didn't keep count.
So that's exactly my point. Sir, you will be gifted a golden poop bag to fill with the poop of any animal of your choosing, not just a dog this time.
We cut to a week later. James is on a date talking about the nature walks he's been on.
Yeah, so I was in Tahoe last weekend. I was snowshoeing and
gorgeous. How many snowflakes did you see?
Well, I guess on the ground, you know, I got in trouble for not counting this type of stuff, but I could not count there's too many snowflakes. They were all over the ground.
Okay.
So, I mean, a lot, I guess like a 10 million maybe.
There's an app for that.
Huh? Sorry. Who's that?
There's an app for that.
For counting snowflakes?
Yeah.
Like a Shazam that you hold up?
You what you're looking at the sky, it tells you what constellations. It's the same thing. It calculates the snowflakes. I had the same problem. Quantifying my experiences properly. There's an app.
Cut to him, James and his friend. How'd your date go the other night, dude?
It did not go well.
No?
I did not know how many snowflakes I saw exactly, and she started talking to this other guy who had an app that lets you count
that. Man, I hate when women do that, dude. It's like, we gotta
know. Well, I wouldn't...
That's what's wrong with women, man.
Hey, I don't want to make this isn't like a is like a gender thing.
Sorry, I'm late. Are we talking about bitches or what?
Yeah.
Manny, what were you saying? What do you hate about women?
I was just saying that I was just saying that a date didn't go well because I didn't have an app that lets you count.
God, let me guess. She wanted you to have an app on your phone. She wanted you to do all sorts of... Women are so needy, man.
I know, dude. It's like...
There was a guy who had an app. I mean, I don't think...
I've never had a long-term relationship, man. I just can't. I just can't. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah, and it's like, I want to have a long-term relationship, but I can't be in it with women.
Yeah.
Like
I wish I like sometimes I wish dudes had like boobs and long hair. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes I wish dudes had circular butts and like little vaginas too.
Yeah.
Right, Manion?
Well, I mean, sure. Like right, that's. I'm not opposed to any of that.
Okay.
But I don't think my problem was like women are doing this all the time to guys type of thing. I just want someone who lives in the moment. That's really all I care about. and so many people today don't. And I'm just sick of it.
We cut to his next date. I hear that you're looking for someone who lives in the moment.
Yes. Yes. I just want to be able to enjoy the moment.
That's what I've been looking for.
Yes. So what moment are we in right now?
I guess we're talking about people who like to live in the moment.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it a lot.
I love moments.
Oh, this is a great. I'm just soaking this moment in.
It's good. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to make an NFT of this moment.
Oh, no. God damn it. Can we just not put our moments online once?
It's non-fungible. It means it's one of a kind.
We cut to Manion's date back home with her girls. How'd the day go, girl?
Oh, I got like 16 NFTs out of it. Some really great moments. You want to look at them?
Yeah. Oh my God. You finally found a man who's willing to listen to you talk about NFTs. You go, girl.
Oh, you'll be sorry when I'm rolling in it.
We're happy for you. What?
Let's talk even more about the Oscars.
Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Belfast, King Richard.
This is becoming a tick of yours, Professor, to read these movies between every single scene.
Every time, well, yeah.
I don't want you guys to forget. You obviously haven't seen them all. You're not.
He rocks back and forth.
I've seen them all. I've seen every single one except for Drive My Car. It's the only one I haven't seen. I've seen all of them. So.
Was Macbeth on there? I didn't see that, but I'm curious.
Is what on there?
Macbeth?
No.
It's not.
No, Denzel and got nominated. Okay. And maybe Frances McDormand, too.
Okay.
What about Shakespeare? Did he even get any credit?
Yeah, Shakespeare never won an Oscar. Isn't that fucked up?
That is so fucked. Snubbed.
It's whack.
So Shakespeare was an actor, too, I guess, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, he was writing his own stuff to, you know.
content.
Yeah.
Gotta do that.
You know, no one would cast him, so he cast himself.
We love
in
that.
The best plays
See,
ever.
See, I don't, you're being sarcastic, but I almost feel like that may be true.
No, it is.
It is true?
I think so. Yeah, I think he acted in his own, well, he definitely was an actor. I assume he acted in his own plays.
Okay, everybody. Thank you for being the coming and auditioning for my new play, Romeo and Juliet. I'm really psyched to get this cast.
It should be Romeo and Julie.
Huh?
I'm just saying. I think it should be called Romeo and Julie.
Okay. Thanks Go for ahead, the feedback.
I think it should be called Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Okay. I don't know what high school is. I don't think we have that. Oh, like higher education. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'll take this into consideration.
How about just and let okay. the audience fill in the rest.
Well,
yeah, because you don't want to spoil anything in the title. Like if you say Romeo and Juliet, then everyone will know, like right. they're on the poster, the story's about them.
They'll know Romeo and Juliet are going to get together.
Well, it's Juliet. And I used an ampersand instead of the word and, so it would just be that. But
okay. Oh, sorry, Will.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Cut you off.
That's okay. And I appreciate the feedback and everybody, you know, we're getting up at the Globe in September, so we're going to start casting. I just wanted to let everybody know that if you did show up to audition for the part of Romeo, that role is already cast. I'm going to be starring as Romeo.
Really?
Oh.
Again?
Again? This is the first. Oh, you're saying because I
with two gentlemen
cast
Verona,
myself as
when you did that you cast yourself as one of the gentlemen
yeah
and then in 12th Night you got to play all the knights
yeah you know it's one of those things where it's like you know somebody's art is very kind of sacred to them and it's sometimes it's hard to entrust other people with that art you know the only person who really knows what needs to be you know performed is the writer himself. So
but you always seem to play the knight. Like you played the Midsummer Knight as well.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Will, no disrespect, but like you're bald. Romeo's like a 15-year-old guy. You're like bald. You're like a bald man. Like are you sure you're okay, right for that?
All, yeah, we can't put a merkin on your head.
Okay.
Yeah, and speaking of merkins, how come women aren't allowed to be in it?
Well, that's just, I mean.
That's just what?
That's just.
Yeah, 40 love
on that. Have you ever seen a woman in anything?
I guess you're right.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just like, I'm sorry, but like, that's how we do things.
I don't know how a woman could possibly play a woman because they don't have a perspective on what it is to be a woman because they always are a woman.
Right.
It's much better to have a man play a woman because we see women and we're like, oh, I get how to act a woman because I can see the woman, how she's acting.
It's like way, it would be way too on the nose. You know what I mean?
So then, Will, are you going to play Juliet?
You know, I was thinking about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to play both?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, again, it's... I kind of just mostly need people to be like trees and benches and things like that, you know, in the fair city of Verona. Is that where it takes place?
It's up to you.
I had to put it down for like a year because it was like, it took me so long to write it. It's one of those like,
yeah,
you know, that thing where you write a play, you write a tragedy, and then you have to put it down for a year and pick it up and then go like, okay, let's rearrange some stuff here. But yeah, I think it's the fair city of Verona. So yeah, I'll be doing Romeo and Juliet and Malvolio as well. And
I've read the script. How are you going to kiss yourself in that big scene?
Yeah. And how is one of you going to be dead and then the other of you like drink poison or whatever?
Okay. Well, this is why we do like tech rehearsals and stuff. Like I haven't figured that stuff out yet. We're in like the early, we haven't even cast the thing yet. I mean, half of the casting is just about done, but you know, we've got to get
rehearsals. I'm going to be honest. I think I should play Julie.
Juliet.
Fine. If you're going to play, we'll see.
Okay, fine. Let's do the scene. Let's do the scene together. I'll be Romeo, okay? This is your audition right now. All right.
Okay. Can I improvise?
I mean, don't go too far from the script, but if you can think of something funny, so go ahead.
Okay. And since I'm a woman and I can't be in it, can I do tech? So I'll just kind of find a way to point the sun better at you guys.
I'd prefer if a woman didn't do tech, but for this, it's fine because I don't think we have anybody. That
sounds scary.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to use a shiny piece of fabric to reflect the sun more on you for your lights. A
shiny piece of fabric. Okay, this is...
I stole it off a princess's dress.
I see. Okay, right. That's fine. All right.
Okay.
Are you bounce board kid?
Yeah. Okay, action.
Fair Juliet, come out. Come out on your balcony.
Oh, dearest Romeo. I cannot, for my family, call you a shaggity or villain.
Okay, well, tell your family, I don't really care what they think. All right, okay, so let's stop.
What's happening?
I don't know. You threw me all off. You said you're going to improvise and then you said something. But I'm not an improviser. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't do that stuff. I'm like an on script kind of guy.
Yeah. So maybe that would be better for you to be a director. Like if you can't really roll with it like an actor, you should just be the director.
I am the director.
You know what? This is crazy.
But a director tells people what to do. So what I'm saying is like, say the words as scripted. Or like...
Can I just start an exercise we could do just for rehearsal? Is we have the woman come on,
okay,
and play Romeo, and I'll play Julie, and we'll just have us just kind of just be say the lines like real, as if we're real,
okay,
saying, like a real person.
Yeah. Wait,
so you're gonna let me play Rome, or should I play Julia?
By the woman comes on and plays a part. You mean me, right?
Yeah, you know what? Why don't the two of you, James and Lisa, you guys both play Romeo. Matt, you'll be Juliet. And, you know, this will be good because I think, you know, it's like one of those where you kind of like, you know, you do it all wrong first so that you can see where you can do it right.
Yeah.
So, I was
suggesting the real woman do it so we could do it that way.
Okay. But
that was too crazy. Let's just do it.
No, that's fine. I just wasn't familiar with that concept.
And action.
Hello.
Juliet.
I
want
to
see
you
on
my
balcony.
And thus was invented short form comedy. Iris closes.
Let's talk more about the Oscars.
Brett, this is your chance to nominate one of the songs. Let's see what those songs are. Let's see here. Oh, Be Alive, I guess Beyonce put together on King Richard. Down to Joy, Van Morrison. Bold choice by Kenneth to choose Van Morrison.
The whole
what song,
the
what movie is that one?
Was it Belfast? That entire entire movie was Van Morrison songs.
Yes.
Whoa.
Like literally the entire film, every song in it was a Van Morrison song.
Is he going to fucking perform the Oscars? That'd be crazy. He's anti-vax, people. So Billie Eilish is there for the James Bond theme, No Time to Die. Diane Warren, who's, I feel like she's on every year, right? Somehow You Do from Four Good Days. I don't even know what that is. Sounds serious.
You got the clunkiest mouse in the world over there, Bessie.
Hey, come on. You're so full of criticism. You find the... I'm filled with knowledge of the nominations, at least. Oh, and Dos...
Oroguitas?
Probably saying it wrong.
Encanto?
Yeah, but I thought the Bruno song was the popular song, so what's up with
me
that?
Me too. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I've heard so much about it, and I haven't seen it yet.
Play that. Brett, please.
Which one? The Bruno?
We don't talk about Bruno, no.
So is anyone seen Encanto?
Make sure you turn it up loud enough we can hear it over the mouse.
Oh, man. See, this is the kind of millennial bullying. We move stuff around with our retina.
This is the Dos Oroguitas or whatever.
Have any of you seen the movie? I don't know what the plot is.
No, but I've just heard so much about the Bruno song.
I have too, but it did not get nominated. What's up with that? This sounds like another song I've heard. It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
It's about to kick up, right? Needle drop us in the middle.
There we go.
All right. Okay, it picks up. Doesn't it sound like something else? Dun, 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 under the sea.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but let's hear Bruno. That's the one. Okay. That's the big hit with the kids. Why do they not want to talk about Bruno, do we think?
I don't know.
We need to talk about Bruno.
You know, Kevin? We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno. James, why do you think they're not talking about him? It was my wedding day.
It was our wedding day. Okay, maybe he cheated on her.
Oh, is he someone that... Is he a Lothario? You're telling the story, or am I? I'm sorry, mi vida go on.
Bruno says it looks like rain. Okay, maybe he's a weatherman who's not very good.
James. This seems more like a better song. Why did it not get nominated?
I think the beat really drops in this one, too. I don't know if it's right.
No, we're not at the chorus yet.
I like this duet with competing narrators.
Yeah, see here, listen to this.
Now we're rapping.
Yeah.
These are all Lin-Manuel, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of these guys.
Our modern day Shakespeare.
I feel like we still haven't heard the chorus.
Yes, the We Don't Talk About
Bruno.
It
sounds like Ricky Martin. Mm.
Sounds like Smooth by Santana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the same progression.
I like this.
That's the chorus.
He told me my fish would die the next day. Oh, he's a fortune teller.
Like Nightmare Alley. Cool. All right. That seems better than the one that got nominated. There must be some story behind that that none of us know.
But also, is it all just like political? I mean, is it true it's all just like corrupt and you just pay for your nomination. Is that
sure,
true?
Sure, but why? That's the same movie. So why won't they? Why wouldn't
Maybe
they?
It was written by somebody special who had more money than the other person.
I heard that on this movie. I don't know where I heard it, but that, yeah, they were planning for certain songs to be the big hits. And then they were surprised when everyone liked the Bruno song and others. So maybe it's like they pushed that one that got nominated. Like they lobbied for that one to be picked, but the people have spoken. I don't know.
Yeah. Let the fans decide.
We don't talk about, Bruno.
Has your daughter seen Encanto?
She has. She
loves it. Does she like it?
She loves it.
I heard it's such a hit. I got to watch it. I also heard it's a real like tearjerker.
They all are. Name one that isn't. That's what's such a bummer. We went and saw Wicked. And yeah, that sister dies. That's really sad. It's sad. You don't think about that.
That's a big spoiler. I haven't seen it.
You have seen it.
I haven't.
You have seen it.
Wizard no, I
of
haven't.
Oz, the same sister dies. You've already seen her die.
There's no sisters in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, there is.
There's the Good Witch and the Green Witch, but they don't ever explicitly say, hey, that's my sister Megan.
Not really.
They don't. I don't think so.
Don't you assume they're sisters? Or you assume they're friends?
Do I assume that Jesus and Satan are brothers?
They're not opposites.
Spoiler.
East and West.
Well, no, it's the Wicked Witch of the West and then the Good Witch. She's not even the Witch of the East.
Okay, hold on. There's Glinda the Good Witch.
Yes.
But then under the house is the Wicked Witch of the East. And then Wicked Witch of the West is who we follow in the movie.
Oh my God. So Wicked is about those gals.
The ruby slippers, remember?
Yeah. Oh my God.
She takes them from the feet of the dead witch. That's some, if you
Pretty
know the
standard,
story,
that's. Yeah. Wow. I got to watch Wicked.
Yeah.
Sorry, I freaked out and got, you know, confrontational.
It's okay. Everybody okay?
Yeah, I think, sorry, I'm okay. Best, are you okay?
We cut to the alley outside of Earwolf. What the fuck was up with Lisa in there?
I don't know, man.
Like, she's
I don't wanna...
smart, but she was coming off. She was coming in hot about Wizard of Oz info.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big a deal, honestly.
Yeah. Sometimes you think one thing and you really think that and you go all in on it. And then
look, I get that when it comes to music, I get that kind of passion. Like you're like, no, that was his first album. And then you like realize later, oh no, he actually had one before that. And you have to call up and apologize. I get that. But over movies, what's up with her?
We cut to Lisa and Brett still in the studio. I don't feel like he likes me. I don't feel like he thinks I'm good at improv. You know, sometimes when these things come up, it's like I'm dying on every hill, Brett. Like, was I good in that episode or was I not good?
He's just really sensitive about his mouse. He's super proud of that. Huge, like old school mouse he's got.
I was only making a joke because like we all use trackpads, right? Like, am I crazy? Yeah. Am I fucking crazy,
ring,
Brett?
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Can you give the studio phone to Brett, please?
Oh, so sorry.
Damn. Yeah, it's my phone.
Sorry. Right.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, Brett, I left my mouse up there because I was so hot under the collar, you know? So I got to come back. It's still there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's still here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, can me and James go home? You made us stay here while you do your phone call.
You want us to
come back up in the studio with you for backup?
To get the,
you said?
I mean, the mouse is pretty big. Do you need us to help you?
If you can just get it down the stairs, once it's there, it has a little roll. It has that little roller.
Okay.
Yeah, the case is like a rolly bag. Okay. Yeah, I'll bring it down.
Lisa's
still
here. You're
going to
bring it down or we're going to come up?
I mean, I
don't let Lisa bring it down.
Brett, tell him to come up to get his big mouse and I'll hide in the closet so I can hear what he really thinks of me.
All right.
We cut to 5 minutes later. All the guys are up there. All right. It's still there.
It's still there.
Hey, Lisa, good show today. Super fun.
Oh, don't
super
say,
fun playing with you. What?
Wait, don't say. She's Lisa's not here. What do you?
Oh, sorry.
Lisa, close the door of the closet.
No.
Sorry, I was talking to the mouse.
The mouse is so big.
I'd name it. And
it was a person.
It's got a female energy to it. And the last woman I was around was Lisa. So.
And scene.
Wait, I never got to hear what he thinks of me.
And we're back in the scene.
Guys, I've never told anyone what I think about them except for my wife.
Wow.
And they made us do it during the vows. I was like, I don't really want to do this, but okay.
Wow, so for your daughter.
I love eyeballs on me.
Your relationship with your daughter is a big question mark to her then.
Playing it close to the vest.
They have these cards you can get at the store that says everything for like any occasion. James, little Pizza Manion.
Yep, at Pizza Manion. That's my Twitter account.
There you go.
You can follow me on Twitter. That's really the only place I post about like shows and stuff like that. So
it sounds like there's one more place he doesn't want to tell us about. That's fine.
That's the only place.
The sunken place.
Well, I guess. Mookie B.
What's up?
What's up? Fat boys
What's going
are back.
On?
Tell us where to find you, compliment you, anything. You can make a statement.
I'd just like to say that I think award shows are bullshit. I don't think we should be rewarding each other for... Now you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Lil Mookie B.
Yeah, it's been a very pro-TikTok show. Movies are over, and TikTok has replaced it. That's what we learned on the show today.
Movies
Is that
are
right,
fun.
Lisa? Lisa has very funny videos. I've said that before on this show.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
Do those originate on TikTok, and then you repost them on Twitter where I see them?
They're all over the place. I actually make them in my own personal iMovie on my computer, and then I put them on all the platforms. Mm. And that is why the quality suffers.
Oh, really?
No.
I thought you were going to say that's why it's better. But
no.
She has videos worth watching.
It's worth
good
millions.
Content. And she's on what animated show that we should be checking out?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Fairview on Comedy Central on Wednesday nights.
All right. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris and Amelia Chapello. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code ESTATES for a 1 month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.